And I was reading the story of Pope Francis altering the death penalty and then going in and changing the catechism and actually changing it this time.
Yeah. We've never seen anything like this. It's just another example of a situation that really has no parallel in church history. The crisis gets worse by the day, it seems, ever since the fateful opening to the world at Vatican II. Now we see an outright contradiction of the magisterium. Now, I always recall when I see something like this, what Father Nicholas Gruner always used to say, which is simply that the magisterium cannot reverse itself. A reversible magisterium is not a magisterium at all. If it were the magisterium, then we would not have actually a teaching authority in the church. We'd have a series of gurus or prophets announcing their latest auguries from on high, and nothing would be subject to being permanent and unchanging. So obviously in this case, when you have a direct contradiction of all prior teaching, it's not an authentic teaching of the church. It simply cannot be valid. Therefore, Francis has exceeded his authority. There's no other conclusion.
Now, I want to read something to you, and you were on hold when I read this, but I forgot I didn't make the switch, so you didn't hear this. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 19. We'll start at verse 9 this time. And Pilate entered into the hall again, and he said to Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore saying to him, "Speakest thou not to me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou shouldst not have any power against me unless it were given thee from above." Now, what else can that possibly mean than that there's going to be a state-sponsored execution, a carrying out of the death penalty? God gave man and the civil authority the power to carry it out. End of discussion, right?
This is the teaching of St. Paul in Scripture based on the revelation of Christ himself, that the minister is the avenger of God when he acts justly, and that includes the administration of the death penalty in the appropriately grave case. Church has constantly taught this. The Catechism of the Council of Trent declares, not only is the imposition of capital punishment not murder, it's actually a vindication of human dignity. Because in the imposition of that penalty, the church declares, you have committed an offense against human dignity, and the only way to make expiation for that or to atone for your own wrongdoing in this regard is the imposition of capital punishment. Now, having said that, am I saying that it must always be imposed in the case of murder? No. It's a matter of discretion. Civil authority can always obviate a penalty. And I'm thinking of the governor of Illinois, whose name escapes me, who declared a moratorium on the death penalty because a number of innocent people had been wrongly convicted and sentenced to death. It's perfectly permissible for the state to withhold that penalty. The issue, however, is whether the state has the capacity, the moral power to impose capital punishment as a just or condign, meaning consistent with the dignity of the person who is guilty of the offense. And the answer is yes. You can't reverse that teaching. It's impossible. It's rooted in universal moral principles about the divine origin of political authority.
So, you know, the question is going to come up now. What are the faithful supposed to do? Well, if you know some law, as St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, is unjust, then St. Thomas says you have no duty to obey it. We know that this is an assault upon a previous just and right and true and moral teaching of Holy Mother Church. So what is the laity to do? Because you know the Bubus Americanus Catholicus out there is going to go like, oh, well, the Pope altered that teaching, so no, I'm not for the death penalty anymore. That's what most people are going to say. It's only weirdos and wackos like me and you and a few others that you and I know that are going to go, I'm not obeying that teaching. So what are we supposed to do?
It's not a question of whether we obey or disobey. It's simply void. No pope can reverse the teaching of his predecessors on a matter of faith and morals. in which the church has taught to the contrary of this pope's opinion since apostolic times. It's absolutely impossible. And if it were possible, then the Catholic Church would just be a human organization whose teachings are all subject to change, including contraception and anything else that Francis would like to change. And then you'd have no divinely founded institution at all. You'd just have another sect headed up by human beings whose opinions are fallible and changeable and can be disregarded by anyone who chooses to disregard them. The Catholic Church would just be another Protestant denomination.